Rolf is going to just share with us a short meditation from John chapter 4. So if you could open your Bibles to John chapter 4, Jesus talking with the Samaritan woman. If you've got a church Bible, it's on page 1066. For a little while,
Jean 4 est devenu un récit qui m'interpelle particulièrement.
John chapter 4 is a passage which has really been speaking to Rolf.
Qui me touche.
Which really touches me.
Et j'aimerais juste vous raconter une petite histoire.
I'd just like to tell you a little story.
C'est le pasteur Spurgeon.
It's about Spurgeon.
Qui l'a raconté d'un autre pasteur.
So this is a story that Spurgeon told to another pastor.
Qui voulait apporter de l'argent à une femme pauvre.
Who wanted to take some money to a poor woman.
Il frappait à la porte.
He knocked on her door.
Et elle n'a pas ouvert.
And she didn't open the door.
Et le dimanche, il demandait si elle avait été absente.
And on the Sunday, he asked if she wasn't there.
Et elle lui a expliqué que non.
She explained to him, no.
Elle voulait savoir à quelle heure il était passé.
She wanted to know what time he went by.
Et après, elle a confirmé qu'elle a entendu effectivement que.
And she said, yeah, she did hear somebody knocking on the door.
Mais elle croyait que c'était le propriétaire.
But she thought it was the landlord.
Qui venait réclamer le loyer.
Who was coming along to get the rent.
Alors que lui, il voulait apporter de l'argent.
Whereas he wanted to bring her money.
Pour l'aider.
To help her.
Qui est Dieu pour vous?
Who is God for you?
Est-ce qu'il est comme le propriétaire moral de l'univers?
Is he like the moral owner of the universe?
Qui réclame de l'argent, de l'obéissance?
Who demands obedience?
Est-ce qu'il est celui qui t'écrase?
Or perhaps is he the one who sometimes squashes you, crushes you?
Qui te garde dans ta culpabilité?
Who leaves you feeling guilty?
Est-ce qu'il exige de toi quelque chose que tu ne peux pas faire?
Does he demand from you something that you feel unable to do?
Ma prière pour vous ce matin, pour
my prayer for you, for us, this morning,
c'est que nous puissions voir Dieu tel qu'il est vraiment.
Is that we may see God as he really is.
Et nous voir à sa lumière tel que nous sommes.
And that we see ourselves in his light as we really are.
Donc merci pour la lecture d'un premier passage en Jean 4.
D'accord, oui, Jean 4 et verset 4 à 8, c'est ça? Oui. Okay, John chapter 4, verses 4 to 8. Now Jesus had to go through Samaria, so he came to a town in Samaria called Sychar, near the plot of ground Jacob had given to his son Joseph. Jacob's well was there, and Jesus, tired as he was from the journey, sat down by the well. It was about the sixth hour. When a Samaritan woman came to draw water, Jesus said to her, "Will you give me a drink?" His disciples had gone into the town to buy food.
J'aimerais vous poser une question.
I'd like to ask you a question.
Je vous dis noir.
If I say to you black
et président.
And president,
vous pensez à quoi ou à qui?
What do you think of?
Yeah. À quoi pense un Français?
If you ask a French person,
si vous lui dites poisson,
if you say to a French person fish,
et chips,
and chips, et frites,
avec un fish, aux Anglais. D'ailleurs, si on dit à un Français mariage,
if you say to a French person wedding,
et anglais,
and English,
ils pensent à,
they think about. La famille royale.
Ah, la famille royale. Ah, Mr. Bean.
Mr. Bean.
C'est pas très rassurant.
Not very reassuring. Yeah.
Non, c'est vrai, nous pensons bien sûr à la famille royale.
But it's true that now we think of the royal wedding.
Que pensait un juif?
But what would a Jew think?
Au temps de Jésus, lorsqu'il entendait métissé.
When they think about someone of mixed race.
Et à éviter.
And something to avoid.
Samaritains, bien sûr.
They would think of the Samaritans.
Les Juifs n'avaient pas de relation avec les Samaritains.
The Jews had nothing to do with the Samaritans.
Mais Jésus devait traverser cette contrée, cette région.
Jesus had to pass through this area.
Et il va rencontrer une femme.
And he is going to meet a woman.
Ce qui était aussi inhabituel.
Which was also unusual.
Dieu est un peu différent de ce que nous imaginons parfois.
God is sometimes a bit different from how we imagine.
Dieu nous envoie à Uchange.
God has sent us to Uchange.
Dans une impasse.
Comment traduire ça? Dans une impasse.
Une voie sans issue.
Yeah, a dead end. Yeah, it feels like a dead end.
Nous habitons dans une impasse.
Yeah. We live in an area that could be seen as a dead end.
Et au début, c'était difficile.
And at the beginning, it was very difficult.
À cause du contexte.
Because of that context.
Mais il nous envoie vers des personnes que nous n'aurions peut-être pas choisi de fréquenter.
Mm. And God is sending us towards people that perhaps we wouldn't have chosen to meet.
Et il l'a lui-même fait.
And the Lord has done it.
Lisons Jean 4, verset 9.
If you look again at John chapter 4 and verse 9, the Samaritan woman said to him, "You are a Jew, and I am a Samaritan woman. How can you ask me for a drink? For Jews do not associate with Samaritans."
Je n'ai pas menti.
I didn't lie.
C'est la Bible qui dit que les Juifs n'avaient pas de relation avec les Samaritains.
It's the Bible that says that the Jews had nothing to do with the Samaritans.
Ce n'était pas normal.
This wasn't right. This wasn't normal.
Ce que Jésus fait.
This is what Jesus did.
Un jour, j'ai lu un exemple d'une femme.
One day, I read the story of a woman.
Elle devait aller tous les jours au travail en train.
Who made a journey by train every day to work.
Et elle a fait le choix de prendre toujours le même train.
And every day she took the same train.
À la même heure.
At the same time.
Et le même wagon.
And the same carriage.
Et elle a fait aussi le choix d'aller au-delà de ce qui était normal.
She also decided to do what wasn't usual.
Qui de vous prend le train aujourd'hui?
Who of you takes the train every day?
Régulièrement.
Who takes the train regularly?
Qu'est-ce qui est normal?
What's normal when you're taking the train? How do you behave in the carriage?
L'ordinateur portable, yes. iPhone.
The laptop, the iPhone maybe.
I speak English. iPhone, iPad. Est-ce que vous connaissez isolation?
iPhone, iPad, isolation.
Isolation. Comme ça.
Yeah.
Comme ça.
Yeah.
Comme ça. Cette femme a fait le choix de parler aux gens.
But this woman decided to speak to people, to take an interest in them.
Elle leur a dit bonjour.
She said hello.
Elle a partagé la vie avec eux.
She shared her life with them.
Après environ un an, elle devait changer son travail.
After about 1 year, she had to change jobs.
Vous savez ce qui est arrivé?
Do you know what happened to her?
Le contrôleur lui a offert une carte gratuite pour une semaine.
The ticket inspector gave her a free ticket for a week.
Et les personnes qui voyageaient tous les jours avec elle dans le même wagon.
And the people who traveled in the same carriage with her every day.
Lui ont organisé une fête dans le wagon.
Organized for her in the carriage a party.
Incroyable.
Amazing.
Elle est allée au-delà de ce qui était normal.
She did what wasn't expected, what wasn't normal.
Elle ne s'est pas arrêtée à l'apparence.
She didn't just stop with appearances.
Ma femme, vendredi, au téléphone.
On Friday, speaking to my wife on the phone.
Elle m'a dit avec au téléphone.
She said to me on the phone.
Qu'elle a parlé avec une femme dans notre jardin.
That she was speaking to a woman in our garden.
Qui est tatouée.
Who's tattooed.
Et parfois ça nous fait peur.
And sometimes it makes her feel afraid.
Ou alors les cheveux. Violet.
Yeah, with a brightly colored hair, purple hair.
C'est parfois difficile d'aller vers des gens.
Sometimes it's difficult to go towards people
qui sont tellement différents.
Who perhaps are very different from ourselves.
Et ma femme m'a dit.
And my wife said to me.
Mais on peut très bien parler avec cette femme.
But we can have a really good conversation with her.
Elle est gentille.
She's nice.
Et nous allons prier pour qu'elle puisse connaître le Seigneur.
And we're going to pray that Andrea can get to know her and that she can come to know the Lord.
Que Dieu nous aide.
May the Lord help
à aller vers ceux
to speak to those
qui peut-être déjà le craignent comme les musulmans.
Who perhaps sometimes we fear like the Muslims.
Mais aussi ceux qui ignorent tout.
But also those who just don't care.
Que Dieu nous donne de la patience pour ceux qui sont indifférents.
May God give us patience with those who are indifferent.
Et même pour ceux qui écrivent sur les bus.
For those who write on the buses, do the graffiti.
Il n'y a probablement pas de Dieu. Arrête-toi maintenant de te soucier et jouis de la vie.
People who write things like "There is no God," stop worrying and get on with your life.
Vous connaissez cette publicité qui a été faite en Angleterre.
That was an example of something that was written in England.
Allez vers des personnes qui sont contre Dieu.
Speak to people who are anti-God.
Et qui sont différents, c'est un défi.
And people who are different, that's your challenge.
Yeah, my challenge also. Alors, on continue, versets 10 à 15.
If we just carry on with this account, verses 10 to 15. Jesus answered her, "If you knew the gift of God, and who it is that asks you for a drink, you would have asked him, and he would have given you living water." "Sir," the woman said, "you have nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. Where can you get this living water? Are you greater than our father Jacob, who gave us the well and drank from it himself, as did also his sons and his flocks and herds?" Jesus answered, "Everyone who drinks this water will be thirsty again. But whoever drinks the water I give him will never thirst. Indeed, the water I give him will become in him a spring of water welling up to eternal life." The woman said to him, "Sir, give me this water so that I won't get thirsty and have to keep coming here to draw water."
Comment est Dieu?
So what is God like?
D'abord, il demande de l'eau.
First of all, we can see there's the request for water.
Jésus demande de l'eau parce qu'il est homme.
Jesus asks for water because he's a man.
Mais il est Dieu.
But he is also God.
Et il peut donner une eau dont nous avons tous besoin.
And he can give water that we all need.
Jésus évoque le besoin matériel et extérieur.
Jesus sees this woman's outward and material need.
Mais pour parler de l'essentiel.
But he also gets straight to the heart of the matter.
Les besoins intérieurs.
What we need on the inside.
Et spirituels.
And spiritual needs.
Je crois que Dieu nous dit dans cette parole.
I think that God says to us in this word.
Que nous ne pouvons pas satisfaire définitivement ce qui est extérieur et matériel.
That the things which are outward, outside and material can never be fully satisfied.
Ça fait partie de notre condition humaine.
That's part of our human condition.
Déchue.
Our fallen human
fallen.
Condition.
Mais Jésus dit autre chose.
But Jesus also says something else.
Dieu te le dit ce matin.
And God says it to you this morning.
Ce qui est intérieur,
but what is on the inside and spiritual
peut être satisfait.
Can be satisfied.
Une fois pour toutes.
Once and for all.
Définitivement.
Definitively.
Mais seulement par Dieu lui-même.
But only by God himself.
Moi, j'aimerais bien un téléphone portable qu'il ne faut plus jamais recharger.
I would love to have a mobile phone that you never have to charge up.
J'aimerais bien conduire ma voiture sans jamais faire le plein.
I'd love to have a car that I never have to fill up again.
Surtout
petrol.
Que c'est un peu cher en
especially
ce moment.
Now that it's so expensive.
Mais Dieu veut me donner mieux.
But God wants to give me better than that.
Est-ce que nous en sommes conscients?
Are we really conscious of this?
Cherchez d'abord le royaume de Dieu.
Do we really seek first the kingdom of God?
Sa justice.
His justice.
Et lui, il vous donnera tout ce dont vous aurez besoin.
And then he will give us all that we really need.
Donc cette femme, elle a besoin de comprendre encore un peu mieux.
So this woman still needs to understand a little bit more.
Et regardons comment cela se passe.
And let's just have a look at what happens next.
Donc, verset 16, 26,
oui. Okay, from verse 16. He told her, "Go, call your husband and come back." "I have no husband," she replied. Jesus said to her, "You are right when you say you have no husband. The fact is, you have had five husbands, and the man you now have is not your husband. What you have just said is quite true." "Sir," the woman said, "I can see that you are a prophet. Our fathers worshipped on this mountain, but you Jews claim that the place where we must worship is in Jerusalem. Jesus declared, Believe me, woman, a time is coming when you will worship the Father neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem. You Samaritans worship what you do not know. We worship what we do know, for salvation is from the Jews. Yet a time is coming and has now come when the true worshippers will worship the Father in spirit and truth. For they are the kind of worshippers the Father seeks. God is spirit, and his worshippers must worship in spirit and in truth. The woman said, I know that Messiah, called Christ, is coming. When he comes, he will explain everything to us. Then Jesus declared, I who speak to you am he.
C'est le moment de la vérité.
This is the moment of truth.
Les résultats du baccalauréat tombent.
Think about a day like A-level or GCSE results day.
Et c'est le désespoir.
And we're filled with despair.
Cette femme, elle n'a rien à apporter à Dieu.
This woman, she could bring nothing to
D'ailleurs,
God.
Elle se cache.
She's even hiding.
Devant les hommes.
In front of people.
C'est à midi qu'elle vient chercher de l'eau.
And so it's not until midday that she comes to collect her water.
Pas comme les autres femmes qui viennent normalement le matin.
Not like the other women who come early in the day, in the morning.
Elle vient au moment le plus chaud.
She comes at the hottest time of the day.
Elle a essayé de construire une vie.
She tries to construct a life.
Pour être le plus tranquille possible.
To keep things as quiet as possible.
Pour ne pas être exposée au regard des autres.
So she's not being exposed to other people.
Mais elle a besoin de voir la vérité dans son propre cœur.
But she needs to see the reality, the truth in her own heart.
Dieu, il voit tout.
God sees everything.
Et son regard sur nous.
And his, the way he looks at us.
Sur moi.
On to me.
Chacun de nous.
Each one of us.
C'est que nous qui nous croyons vivants.
And we who think we are alive.
Depuis notre naissance, nous sommes morts.
In reality, from our birth, are in fact spiritually dead.
Et nos meilleures œuvres de justice,
and even our best works,
sont entachées de sang.
Sont entachées de sang.
Even on détache de sang. Le sang qui coule.
I'm trying to think of a way to translate that. Even the best things that we do are stained with blood.
Yes. C'est un prophète qui le dit dans l'Ancien Testament.
It's a prophet who said that in the Old Testament.
Je crois que vous dites dans votre pays.
I think you say in your country.
Un mauvais arbre ne peut pas porter de bonnes pommes.
A bad tree cannot yield good apples.
Et nous sommes tous de mauvais arbres.
We're all bad trees.
Mais Dieu ne s'arrête pas là.
But God doesn't stop there.
Ce n'est pas seulement un changement de vie que Dieu attend.
It's not just a change of life that God is looking for.
Un changement moral.
But it's not just a change of morals, behavior.
Même si c'est important.
Even if that is important.
Mais Jésus dit.
But Jesus says.
Si vous nettoyez la maison.
If you clean the house.
Et qu'elle reste vide.
And it stays empty.
Le mauvais va revenir.
The bad things will come back.
C'est autre chose qu'il nous faut en plus.
It's something more than that that we need.
Alors oui, nous sommes tous mauvais.
All of us are bad.
Les Français aussi d'ailleurs.
Even the French.
Vous savez comment imiter un bon Français dans une discussion?
Do you know how to imitate a true Frenchman in a conversation?
Vous commencez la phrase par oui mais.
You start with yes but.
Yes, but. Yes, okay. No. La femme.
The Samaritan woman.
Elle dit oui, tu as raison.
She says yes, you're right.
Mais elle va dévier de la discussion.
But she says yes, but. She steers the discussion off in a different direction.
Et Jésus va la surprendre.
Jesus is going to surprise her.
Ce n'est pas Jérusalem. Ce n'est pas une autre montagne.
It's not Jerusalem. It's not on another mountain.
C'est en esprit et en vérité.
It's in spirit and in truth.
Et la clé de ce passage, à mon avis.
And the real key to this passage, in my opinion.
C'est le verset 23.
Is verse 23.
Dieu cherche. Qu'est-ce que Dieu cherche? Qui?
What is God looking for? Who is he looking for?
Des adorateurs.
People who worship him.
Des adorateurs.
Worshippers.
Si vous changez moralement votre vie pour mener une meilleure vie,
you can try to change your life to lead a better life.
Ça peut être utile.
That can be useful, that can be helpful.
Mais ce n'est pas suffisant.
But that's not enough.
Dieu veut que les hommes et les femmes,
God wants men and women,
deviennent de vrais adorateurs.
To really become true worshippers.
Alors nous arrivons à la fin d'une longue méditation.
Okay, so we come to the end of his long meditation.
Merci pour votre patience.
Thank you for your patience.
Tu peux lire les versets 27.
27 à 30, oui.
Ouais. Et 39.
Et 39, d'accord. Okay, verses 27 to 30. Just then his disciples returned and were surprised to find him talking with a woman. But no one asked, "What do you want?" or "Why are you talking with her?" Then leaving her water jar, the woman went back to the town and said to the people, "Come, see a man who told me everything I ever did. Could this be the Christ?" They came out of the town and made their way towards him. Then if you look at verse 39, many of the Samaritans from that town believed in him because of the woman's testimony. He told me everything I ever did.
J'aimerais vous poser une question.
I'd like to ask you a question.
Cette femme, elle a laissé sa cruche.
This woman left behind her water jug.
Quelle cruche devrais-tu laisser?
Is there a water jug that you need to leave behind?
Est-ce que ta vie tourne autour des choses extérieures et matérielles?
Is there something external and material that your life is centered around?
Exclusivement?
Exclusively.
Ou est-ce que cette eau que Dieu donne,
or is this water that God gives,
continue de remplir ta vie,
which can continue to fill your life?
Et est-ce que cette eau va couler? Est-ce qu'elle coule vers les autres?
Is this water in you flowing out towards others?
Cette femme avait toujours une vie qui n'était pas réglée.
This woman still had a chaotic life.
Mais elle est devenue un témoin tout de suite.
But she became a witness straight away.
C'est ce que Jésus a promis.
That's what Jesus promised.
En Jean chapitre 7 verset 38.
In John chapter 7 verse 38. Whoever believes in me, streams of living water will flow from within him, as the scripture says.
C'est l'écriture qui le dit.
This is the scripture that says this.
Dieu te le dit.
God says it to you.
Je te le laisse comme une promesse, comme un encouragement.
And I leave this with you as a promise from God and an encouragement.
Dieu vient à nous.
God comes to us.
Avant tout pour donner.
Above all, to give.
Et seulement après pour recevoir.
And only afterwards, to receive.
Tout ce que tu peux faire pour Dieu.
Everything that you can do for God.
Doit venir d'abord de lui.
Must come first of all from him.
C'est vrai qu'il souhaite un style de vie qui l'honore.
It's true that he wants us to live a life that will honor him.
Il a droit à notre obéissance.
He has the right to our obedience.
Mais il n'exige jamais.
But he never requires from us.
De nous, oui. Ce qu'il n'a pas d'abord déposé en nous.
Something that he hasn't already given to us.
Dieu ne requiert de nous.
God only requires from us.
Ce qu'il nous a donné au préalable.
What he has given to us in the first place.
J'aimerais vraiment vous le laisser comme un encouragement.
I really want to leave that with you as an encouragement.
Je crois que la vie avec Dieu,
I think that a life with God,
la sanctification aussi,
the sanctification also,
devient tout différent si nous le voyons ainsi.
Becomes very different if we see things
this way. Ce n'est pas mon œuvre.
It's not anything to do with our works.
Nous ne pouvons rien faire.
We really can't do anything.
Sans Jésus,
without Christ, who does it all for us.
In Christ alone.
In Christ alone.
C'est en Jésus seul.
Only in Christ alone.